Okay, our learning should be for the Shloshim. It was just the Shloshim, my friend's father, Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon. He should be a Melech Tzosher for us and for the Jewish people, Be'ez Hashem. Also for Furshlim and for Sarah Bar Chaya, Michal Aaron ben Chana, Daniel ben Fruma, Besoch Sharchal Yisrael.
Amen.
So Vayikra usually either falls out on in a leap year, falls out before Purim, right? Tzav and Tetzav are always the Purim Parshios. In a regular year, 99% of the time, Vayikra is always the first Shabbos of Nisan. So there's definitely hidden messages to be able to get ready for Pesach, be able to get ready for the Yom Tov of Geula. We know that the Jewish people were redeemed, Chazal said they were redeemed in Nisan, and in the future they'll also be redeemed. So we're going to learn two Torahs tonight, hopefully we'll have time to be able to get through the very, very similar, but we're going to see the very, very, very Yisodistic ideas. When Chazal say that a person will be able to get a Geula redeemed, when the Jewish people were redeemed in Nisan, and they will be redeemed, that refers to the Jewish people being redeemed not as a klal, but as a prat, right, as a nation, as a whole. But also, Nisan also represents a geula for individuals, on a personal level. So let's start off with the Torah's emes. We'll just see, how does a person, specifically in Nisan, right, there's something, you can't even tell that the weather's changing here, because we know the weather's always good. If you go to New York, you know, you see that things are, you know, things are changing a little bit, you know, and things are physically changing, so the same thing, things are spiritually changing as well. So this is from the Torah's emes. If you look at the small paragraph on the bottom left-hand side, it starts Adam. See Adam? So Rav Leibel Eger is one of the Talmidim of the Ishbitzer Rebbe, and he was the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Unbelievable sefer. Adam ki yakrav mikem. So the pasuk says, the second pasuk in the parsha, a person who brings a carbon from himself. So all the svarim are talking about this word mikem. I even saw a rishon that said mikem is gematria. Who was the rav? It was one of the contemporaries of the Maharam Nuremberg. I said the rabbi's name yesterday. He says mikem is gematria 100. He has a whole Torah that says someone who says 100 brachos a day, he's like you brought a carbon. Adam ki yakrav mikem. You want to know how to be able to bring a carbon? They're making Meir Brachos, right? Chazal Institute is making 100 Brachos a day. It's not going to be our word for tonight. He says, so he's going to, old Darshan, what does it mean to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hine inyan ha-karbanos hu lehizkarav ha-nefesh la-kedusha. He says, the whole Indian of karbanos, you know, sometimes you look in the stone chumash and you open up vayikra and then, oh, karbanos again, it's so not practical. It says Rav Leibel, it's very practical. What's the Indian of karbanos? What's the idea about a carbon? He said, when a person wants to be able to come close in kedusha, it's the same thing with karbanos. The main avodah of a karbanos was the representation of wanting to come close to God, wanting to come close to Hashem. And Maaseh, we're here on a Thursday night when we could be watching the Heat game, playing the Bulls. Maaseh, we want to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what he says here. Don't think the karbanos just apply in, you know, when the Beis Hamikdash was built. The gamata idea avodah shebelev makom karban. Now in with avodah shebelev, right? What's avodah shebelev? Davening, tefila. The Gemara says, right? Izu tefila avodah shebelev. What is davening? Work from the heart. The makom karban. Now we have tefila. Tefila is in makom karban. Vihine lo ne'amar shum sivu ba'aschalas parshas karbanos. Right? It doesn't say in the beginning you have to now bring karbanos or you have to bring a karban. What does it say? Rak Adam ki yakriv. The man who wants to come close. Ki yakriv, who will come close. Mashmo, right, implies, kishayirtze lahakriv, so deep, but so simple. Mashmo, it's implying, kishayirtze lahakriv, azayasa kol anyunim hanamarim. If you want to come close, you just got to do these things. Vahaynushib, etzchila nitzrach liyos tamin hausosu mitzar adam. First, a person has to do his part. Person has to go to sleep on time. Person has to make sure to set an alarm, and the person has to be able to think, what am I about to do? First, you have to do your part, right? It's like Rav Weinberger always likes to say, a person can be having the worst day in the world, but what happens? You know, you get that one text message or that one smile. You get that, you do that one little act of kedusha. You start, it changes. It's like it's a total 360, right? It's a total reverse. You know, they say in ways, you know, recalculating or. You know, it's total recalculating. It says, first a person's got to do his part. And then what happens? Kadosh Baruch Hu sees you, right? The Bogomar says, Hagbal etar mesayinoso. Someone who comes to be purified, Hashem says, you want to do better? Do you want to be a better husband? A better Jew? You have to take the first step? Make the first move, Conway, and then I'll help you. Right? The movie Mighty Ducks. Vavarak acharkach. You see where we are, right? We're in the middle. Vavarakach ya'iru einov v'miskalo b'prat kol dover v'dover. And he says then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to completely reveal himself to you in every manner. V'kena inin b'kedushas habris. Rav Leibel is always talking about kedushas habris, of a person watching his eyes and be able to make sure to be a kadosh. Ki b'rishonish k'shenemar la'avram avinu. Hamitzas Mila, right? When Avram Avinu was commanded about the mitzvah of Mila, lo ne'amar lo shum tzivui b'fra. I didn't say, Avram, now you have to be kadosh, or you have to be good, or you have to be careful. What does it say? Rak hishalech lefana v'heyei tamim. What does it mean, v'heyei tamim? You should be complete. What does it mean? It wasn't a command. It was more of a yearning. It was more of a desire, right? V'heyei. And you're going to want to be perfect. You're going to want to be complete. You should view himself is that you should be shalom, you should be complete. And what happened? First, when Avram Avinu first got that command, and then he fell on his face, and then he was mekayem in the midst of Mila, about his part, says Rav Leibel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu got into all the halachas. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him all everything on his side. But first Avram Avinu had to do his part. First, Avraham Avinu had to be able to, you know, do his part. That's why he fell on his face. Parenthetically, they say from the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says, Hashem said this command. This is on Parshas Lech, I believe. Right? The whole Lech, Hashem's talking to Avram, and Avram's talking him straight back. Right afterwards, Hashem commands him, right? He didn't have a bris mila the whole time. So right after, Hashem commands him, and then he falls on his face. Well, why didn't he fall on his face the whole time when he was talking to Hashem before? He didn't have the bris mila the whole time, right? So this isn't the chassidish. This is like a little more brisker than Isa, but not brisker. This is a little more lumdish, but we're okay. We're the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon. I always say this all the time. People say the chassidim don't know how to learn. So what did Hashem do? Baal Shem Tov's yard site, Shavuos. And a lot of people say the Litvakh people, they don't know how to be the Simcha, right? Only the Chassidim know how to be Simcha. When's the Graz Yard site? Simcha on Simcha Seinu. Sukkis. Tachom Oy Sukkis, my grandfather's yard site. So you think a Litvak's not happy? You think a Chassid doesn't know how to learn? Hashem's smiling up, says, yeah, I'll show you.
Shlomo's
yard site is Rav Shach. There you go. 100%. Oh. So at the end of the day, how did we get here? Oh yeah, we're talking about the Meshech Chachma. So Meshech Chachma says, why is it that Avraham Avinu was talking to Hashem the whole time, and only afterwards did he fall on his face once he got the command? So he says an amazing thing. He says that only once a person's commanded to be able to do the mitzvah of Mila, does he actually have to do it, right? Godol mitzvah, maybe, right? It's greater for someone to do a mitzvah than someone who does the mitzvah not command, right? Godol mitzvah, yoser, mishe'enu mitzvah yoser, right? And it's not like Avraham Avinu could do it when he wasn't commanded, because like, Bris Mila is a one-stop shop. You know, you're not doing that mitzvah more than once at the end of the day. So that's why he only fell on his face right there. But I think back to Reb Leibel now, leaving the world of Dvinsk and coming to Lublin. Reb Leibel said a very, very pashut idea. A person has to, that's where the karbonos are. A person just makes that turn, and then what happens? The Kodesh Baruch Hu, specifically, he's there to help hold your hand. I three lines down. It's the same thing with our words. First, Hashem wants to see, what are you going to do? Are you going to try to be a better husband? Are you going to try to be try to win a couple of more mishnayos today? Are you going to try to not to look at Florida mamash on the circle, or sometimes there could be someone who shouldn't be? They shouldn't. If there's a test of shmir tonight. What are you going to do? Are you going to look back? Are you going to look back four times, or what are you going to hold back? What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? You have to do your part first. Hashem says, you do your part, and then I'll do mine. You do your part, and I'll do mine. So just that small turn. That small little turn. I know this happens to me all the time, specifically when I get into an argument with my wife. It's just that one little saying, okay, Ari, you might have been right, and you might have been wrong. Is it really worth it? So it's that one little text message like, I'm really sorry. You know? So Kodesh Baruch Hu just gets that text message. I'm getting very personal here. Don't say anything to my wife. Right? Hopefully she doesn't listen to this. No, it's okay. I'm really sorry. Hashem just wants to get that text message. I'm really sorry. He wants to see if you're sincere. If he sees that you're sincere, Yazar lo Hashem b'chol prat. Hashem wants to help you in everything. Sometimes when we're in our own Mitzrayim, right? We're 10 days before Pesach. A little more than 10 days. We don't know how to get out of it. Hashem Baruch Hu is saying, just do your part a little bit. Just do a little bit more. Do your part, right? We said from the Chazal say, just like we were redeemed in Nisan, we could also in the future we're going to be redeemed. That doesn't only refer to someone in a klal level and in a unified level, but also refers to an individual and a personal, and you know, and every single person on their own way as well. Okay, a very similar idea, but I had to see it. I saw it inside. I said, wow, he's mamash saying the same thing that they were saying. So this is the Likutei Halachos. Likutei Halachos is none other than Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson Breslover, also, you know, Reb Nosson, you know, we have, it was just Rabbi Nachman's birthday on Reb Chodesh Nisan. Someone texted me this week from Uman, and I felt like I was on the top of the world. Because Reb Chaim Kramer was the head of the Breslov Institute. He took a trip over there with Yosef Karduner. He had talked to Rabbi Goldberg of maybe going on the next Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rabbi Nachman's birthday is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah, you were there? Right by the river. So, oh, you were there.
Uman many times,
So I thought it would be very apropos to be able to do something from Rabbi Nachman. So he says a very similar idea. If you look inside the Likutei Halachos, Rabbi Nosson is really right. Everything we have from Nosson is really Rabbi Nachman. So if you look, Adam Kiyakim became carbon Hashem. A person wants to be able to come close to Hashem and to bring a carbon. Says the Reb Nosson. Eilu harotz and yosan Hashem ksherim. Elich nos ba'avodas Hashem. Someone who wants to come into avodas Hashem. He wants to enter into the service of God. Va'aza yesh lehem bilbulim gedol menios gedolos. This is such a Rabbi Nachman principle 101. Whenever you want to do something good, there's always going to be a lot of menios. It's going to be a lot of preventions. There's going to be a lot of things standing in your way. You know, I have a friend who wanted to get to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. He missed his flight. There's always like these, like, always all these things. Right? What does a person have to do? And they don't know what to do. He wants to do the right thing. But at the end of the day, why is Hashem putting all these barriers and these blocks and these walls in front of him? I don't know about you guys, but this happens to me nonstop. You know, like you're running home and like there's a red light and you're driving in Boca Raton, and Baruch Hashem, some people are over 78 and they're like they shouldn't be driving for like 10 years, the Maisa. You just want to get home to be able to help. And then there's just impediments. Does Shazeb Atma Shahim Misgayim Misyagim Luhutim Asos Iza Vodo Lakarish Asma Bizu Kadusha? Ava Pish Enem Yichon Ligmar Karoi. Says Reb Nachman, such an amazing thing. You might not be able to do the complete thing, but you have to do your part. Don't think that if you can't do everything 100%, you can't be, you know, you can't go to Minyan every single day, so I'm not going to Minyan, I'm not gonna go to Minyan the whole week. Or, if I can't do this, if I can't speak Lashon Hara the whole day, so I'm just going to cave it in. Says Menachem, no. So do your part. Zeb Atma Shehem Misyagim, as you are in the second column now. Zeshem Misyagim Luhutim Acher Zehu Bechinas Karbonos. So a person tries and he puts an effort. You do your part, that's like a carbon. As a positive to Tehillim. It's like bechinas. It's like an expression. Ki alecha oragnu kol ayom nechshavnu kitzon tivcha. And Hashem says, "I'll consider it as if you brought a mamash or carbon today." Visa v'tikunim. And he writes, and it brought down in the svarim, in the Zohar and the Arizal. Shezeh bechinas tefila, she bechinas karbonos. He said, "This specific pasuk in Tehillim is talking about davening, which we know tefila is in the makom of karbonos, gemar and brachos." I don't know how many times about you guys, but you know, sometimes you're like, probably around Tekah B'Shofar, Shiva Shofteinu, and you like wonder, like, how did I just get here? And what happens sometimes? It happens to me all the time. You know, you're like, okay, if I didn't have a good Shemoneh Esrei up until here now, packing it in, I'm going to say it, it's going to be done. Rabbi Nachman says, no. Realize, okay, you might be at Tekah B'Shofar, but look how many brachas you have. You have 10, you have almost 10, over 10 brachas left.
One of the questions that's coming to my mind.
Yeah, sure.
Because with kids, if you fast, If you break your fast,
if you break your fast, do you go back to fasting?
Right. So it's brought down. I think it's brought down in postgame. I've seen before that just because a person breaks his fast doesn't mean now they can go to Butcher's Block and go to John's Pizza. John's Pizza first, then Butcher's Block. Dairy before meat. Right. Lamaisa, they should still try to do their part. Meaning, if they have to physically have to eat, which is their psak, and that's their halach, 100%, right. Kavalik.
But they don't have a feast.
They don't have to have a feast. Okay, it doesn't mean they shouldn't eat. They should eat. But it's like Yom Kippur, and someone has to eat on Yom Kippur. It's not like they're going out, you know, getting a catered event over here, right?
But once you break your fast, do you keep going back to the gym?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think If it's not in danger, you know, you have that little bit of water, whatever it is, 100%. You definitely, I would say, in my opinion, which is very, very small, definitely ask Rabbi Goldberg or someone.
My kids are best.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I think what from what I've heard is definitely should try to go back to fasting, but, you know, everyone has to go into their local Orthodox posik, not a posik, more da'asa. So it says here, Rabbi Nassim, Hayne kishirutzim lesfal, you want to daven. Ve'emi nichin osum, mevalben osum, bekama minayim bilbulim, what happens? And you don't want to have all these bilbulim and all these confusions and all these daydreams. What happens? You're not able to daven appropriately. It wasn't the ne'ila by Yom Kippur. Afapikin, hayagia ba'atzma. Your effort and your trying. Says Rabbi Nachman, an amazing thing. If you try your best, don't think your best is just nothing. Your best is like a carbon. You do your part. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you tried your best, but at the end of the day, something really hard is going on in your life. You brought a carbon. This is the same thing with anything in Avodas Hashem. She'adam rotza l'kadosh atzmo, afapisha in ozoche, chas v'shom l'kadosh atzmo karoi. It's the same thing. A person wants to try to be fully complete, but he falls. He makes a mistake he shouldn't have done. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, did you really, really try? And if he saw that you really, really tried, he considers it as if it's mamash karban. Afapikin, hayagia ba'atzma b'hayisurin v'habubulim. Right? The effort itself and the pains that go along with them, the confusions. At the end of the day, he wasn't complete. But what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? You put your full effort in. Not only isn't considered that it's a carbon, it's kol hayom. Right? Look at the pasuk on the second line. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I consider it as if a carbon the entire day. Person does his ultimate best, and you might have done it fully. You might have messed up.
But let's talk about if in the middle of Shmon Esrei you start getting weird thoughts.
Weird thoughts, and you say, okay, you pause for a second. You're like, okay, let me get back into it, and you try your best, and then I'll kind of sort. It's still a person has to be. First of all, you can't. We said this last week. A person has to be very truthful to himself. A person can view Rabbi Nachman. Sometimes Rabbi Nachman's Torahs can be very misconfused that people can use it. People say, "Yeah, I'm going to do whatever I want because I can go back." No. That's called Christianity, and that's not called Avodas Hashem. That's called what do they say? You know, when you go into the
confession,
right? Have the left of dolls. Mamash kapir Rabbi Nachman to that. Rabbi Nachman saying this is post facto. The person has to really do a real introspection. Did I really try my best this week to be the best husband, the best father, the best Jew? I think at the end of the day, Mamash could be able to go in. For why is it dafka we start karbonos before 2 weeks before Pesach? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see who's coming out with me, who's coming with the geula, right? Chol devador chayav adam leirosos atzmon ki ilu hu yatzim mitzrayim. Now we say the Baal Agada, no one knows who the Baal Agada is. We say every generation, every person has to view themselves as if they left. The Rambam says not literos but laharos. You have to actually show. Right, all the svarim are throwing rocks at each other on the seder. Right, you know they really have to show that you're right, mamash going out. But I don't. I honestly don't believe that's only just referring to you have to believe that you're going out of Mitzrayim as a klal, but also on a personal level. A person tries their best throughout the whole year, and he knows that sometimes he failed. End of the day, if he's really truthful and he sits down with himself and says, you know what, did I really try my best? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, you're on my team. You're on my side. I think that's exactly what Rabbi Leibler. Rabbi Leibler said, if you do your part, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do mine. Right? Nitzach lios be'inyan azer susa mitzara adam. Hashem says, you do your part and I'll do mine. I think that's the whole vort. Specifically, Rabbi Nosson talking about by davening. Right? By davening, God davening korbanos. But then he applies it to all avodos. Right? This is the same thing in anything in avodos Hashem. You do your best part, it might not be shalim. Hashem says, I view it as kielech orangna kol ayom. It was mamash in front of me the entire day. Just to end off with a maisa. I like saying the story. I'm not sure how the story is going to connect, but we'll hopefully we'll try to connect it. So it was the first Pesach after World War II in the DP camps. And the Skolena Rebbe and the Vizhnitzer Rebbe were one of the Baruch Hashem, they were one of the survivors. And somehow, The vision, yeah, I think in Sweden.
My
father,
he
was there?
The vision's where yes, my father had a daven. My father had a daven. He was chasing.
Oh, they were, this took place in Sweden? No, it took place in Sweden.
Yeah.
So what happened? So the vision to Rebbe was hearing about this availability of the matzahs. Right? The Skolener Rebbe had these had the availability to the matzahs, and the vision sent his son to the Skolener Rebbe. I'm not sure if you remember this from last year. So what happened was the Vizhisher shows up. The son shows up to the Skolener Rebbe, a couple of days before Yontif. My father asked if you could have two boxes of matzah. I said, two? Everyone is getting one box. I'm so sorry. Like, this isn't Gourmet Glad at the kosher marketplace. You know? Like, whatever. So my father said, I can't go out with two. Please, please, please. He says, your father is a tzaddik. I'm just letting you know you're taking away from someone else's family. I'll give you two. He goes back home. Thank you so much. And he closes the door. What happens Erev Pesach? What happens is that the vision to Rebbe, his son comes back to the Skolener and knocks, and he has a box of matzahs in his hand. And the Skolener Rebbe turns to him and says, "Nu, what's going on? You just did your chometz. What's going on?" So he said to him, "This box of matzahs is for you. My father knew that you were giving away your box of matzah before."
This is the vision to Rebbe.
My father knew the vision. My father, vision to Rebbe, knew that you would give away your own box of matzah before having a box of, you know, for other people instead of yourself. So the vision, there's a lot of different messages. First, the Skolener be giving matzah before, you know, usually, you know, you think about yourself and then you give to others. Skolener said, no, let me worry about others and then I'll worry about myself. But the vision to have the outlook of, you know, making sure that other people would have first. At the end of the day, you know, we have to do our part. Just like the vision, you know, he did his part and he sent his son to be able to go get the matzahs. We should all be zochah to send our matzahs to each other, whether that means in our own avodas Hashem, ben adam l'malkam, ben adam l'chaveru, and Cheshbaruch will see that Hashem, we should have the gula, just like we were redeemed in Nisan and in Bechlal, also should be individual level, b'ez Hashem, we should be zochah to eat from the psachim and zvachim and yishlaim. Shkoyach.